Bob and Ray here now with another one of Bob and Ray Faces America's Problems. With great advances and strides being made in high mathematics and in science, there still are simple problems in basic arithmetic that somehow are causing severe troubles all over this country. I think we can demonstrate that now by turning on a microphone that we have installed at a huge food supermarket not too far from our studios. See what we mean when we say that America must face up to arithmetic and particularly fractions.
All right. Your beans, your bread, and all.
Lovely day we're having.
Just a minute, ma'am.
It's been a nice season.
Ma'am.
Yes?
This canned corn is 3 for $29. You've only got 2 cans here. Do you want to go back and get the other one?
No, I only want the 2.
The last item on your list.
Mm-hmm. I only want the 2.
I know, but it's 3 for $29.
Is that so? I know it says on one can, 3 strike $29.
That's right.
What that means?
3 for $29.
Uh-huh. But you, I don't want
you don't
3.
Need, you don't need
As a matter
need
of fact, I'm the only one in the house who likes this particular kind, you see.
I see, but that
so
doesn't help me any.
So to buy 3 would be almost a lifetime supply.
I know, but if you buy 2, you see, it comes out to 9 2/3 cents a can, and we don't have fractions on the machine here.
Uh-huh.
So you'll have to either take 3, or I'll have to charge you for 3, I guess.
I don't want 3 now, please.
Couldn't you invite somebody over for dinner and
I don't know a soul. I don't know a soul who likes this as much as I do.
But you do understand my problem, don't you, ma'am?
This you is have just my sympathies, but honestly, I do not want.
There's another brand over there that's
one.
2 for $16.
Oh, no, no, no.
Wait
well,
just a moment, will
get
you, ma'am?
All right.
I'll have to get the Mr. Flurd.
Yeah.
Mr. Flurd.
Yes.
Would you step over here a minute?
Do you want to check cash? Can I see your driver's license,
doesn't,
ma'am?
Look, it's
yes,
this, Mr. Flurd.
Here it is.
You don't need to see a driver's license. I know her. But she wants 2 cans of this 3 for $0.29 corn.
Yes, she wants one.
She only wants 2 cans, Mr. Flurd.
Yes.
And you see, we can't make it come out on the machine.
Ma'am, it's 3 for $0.29.
So that's what I told her, Mr. Flurd. I told her that.
You have to take 3.
No, I don't. No, I don't have to take 3.
It comes out to 14.5 cents if she takes 2, Mr. Flurd.
Well, you're crying about it, lady. I mean, you got to take the 3, that's all. Look, I'll tell you what. Can we
You're holding up the line, ma'am.
We don't have the money for 3.
Mr. Flurd, can you handle this? Because I don't know what to do.
It's almost our 15th anniversary. How about us making a... No, that wouldn't work either. I was going to suggest that we give her one.
She doesn't want it, Mr. Flurd.
Well, if...
I try to get her to take the 2 for $16, but she wouldn't
take
do that.
Take a third one, and I'll take it out of your expenses.
Thank you, sir. You certainly know how to solve problems.
I don't want 3. Take them all back.
So there you have it. Fractions in arithmetic causing trouble across the country.
A note just came in
there's
here, Ray.
There's a store that lost a customer.
Ray, here's a note just came to us.
Fine. Oh. Well, this note says that in a case of an item of 3 for $29, if a person buys only 2, they would ordinarily charge 10 cents apiece, or 20 cents for 2.
Make it come out
3 for $29, which would be the bargain, encouraging people to buy 3, but they didn't. I see. Well, shucks. Forget that problem, America. Forget it.
It's nothing to worry about.